The Lord be with you.
With your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. And Jesus said to his disciples, "In those days after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from the sky, and the powers of heaven will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send out his angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of the sky. Learn a lesson from the fig tree. When its branch becomes tender and sprouts leaves, you know the summer is near. Likewise, when you see these things happening, know that he is near at the gates. And I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But on that day or hour, no one knows when, neither the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. So this Sunday, we have designated as a Parish Discipleship Sunday, and it's a weekend when we celebrate your commitment and involvement in our wonderful parish, our wonderful community of faith. And I'd now like to invite the Danny family to come forward to speak a little bit about their journey of discipleship at Holy Family.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Kevin Danny, and I have been a parishioner at Holy Family my entire life. I'm standing here with my beautiful wife, Elena, and our two children, Luke and Molly. Holy Family Parish means everything to us. I was baptized, received my first Holy Communion, did my confirmation, attended Holy Family School, and was married to Elena 13 years ago at Holy Family by Monsignor. Elena is very active in the Holy Family community. She chairs the Legacy of Learning campaign, heads up the school admissions committee, and is on the Holy Family School Board. Luke is attending Holy Family School and is in the fourth grade. He was baptized at Holy Family and received his first Holy Communion 2 years ago. Molly is in the second grade and was baptized at Holy Family. She also will be receiving her first Holy Communion in May. My grandparents came to Holy Family and attended Mass for the first time over 70 years ago. My mother, Pam Danny, taught at Holy Family, started the parish auction in 1991, and is an active parishioner. We have all been enriched and embraced by this wonderful community. I am a proud volunteer at Holy Family. I chair the Holy Family Connolly Golf Classic, and we just had a very successful event, our fourth annual event, last Monday at Brookside Golf Club. I am a member of the Holy Family Dads Club, and I am the coach of the B flag football team, Go Knights. However, most important to us is our faith. We attend Sunday Mass at Holy Family and feel blessed to be part of this incredible church community. All are welcome at Holy Family, and they worship here and feel this wonderful sense of belonging. Luke and Molly love when Monsignor calls the children up to the altar at 9:30 Mass. They look forward to seeing their friends and the occasional donut at the continental breakfast afterwards. We as a family are inspired by this faith community and donate our time, talent, and treasure to keep our church vibrant and secure. We have been the presenting sponsor of the Connolly Golf Classic the past 2 years, and we give monthly to Holy Family Parish. Please join us and support Holy Family and continue to make this place special for generations to come. Thank you, and God bless Holy Family.
Thank you very much, Danny family. You are amazing, and thank you for your wonderful sharing of your discipleship. I think each one of us feels incredibly blessed to be part of this community. And you know, the community of faith of Holy Family is the dynamic, flourishing community is because of each of you, because of families like the Dannys, because of individuals, so many of you who give of your time, talent, and treasure. Especially in the last few weeks, I've really been reflecting on how blessed I feel, particularly to be at Holy Family at this time. There are a lot of dark things happening. I mean, the fires, the terrible shooting in Thousand Oaks just a week or so ago, the things that are happening at a national level in our world, and certainly in our church. There's a lot of confusing, crazy-making things happening that really can lead us to doubt and fear. I find, and I think all of us find, Holy Family is a constant source of faith, of inspiration, of support, and of love. You can come here in times of trial and tribulation and know that you'll find comfort and succor. You can come here in times of joy to celebrate those joys with your community of Holy Family. It's a place where each of us finds our faith nurtured and deepened, where we learn from one another what it means to be disciples of Jesus Christ. It's a place where we're able to pass on the legacy of our faith to future generations, and to bring new people to the table of the Lord. But perhaps most importantly, Holy Family is a springboard from which we can go out into the world and take our faith and help to transform it through the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Whether that's through our parish ministries, the Giving Bank, Mission Haiti, Together in Mission, our work at Our Lady of Guadalupe School or Dolores Mission School, or whether that's in your own lives with the charities and worthy causes that you support, we live our Catholic faith out in the world. We are the beacon of Jesus Christ. So in order to keep this community flourishing and strong so that we can go out and be transformative agents in the world, we need your continued support of Holy Family. So I want to say again a huge thank you to all of you who've committed your treasure, your financial resources to help us be the thriving parish that we are. And also to all of you who give so much of your time and energy through 90 ministries to make this one of the most diverse parishes in terms of services and support and ministry anywhere in the Archdiocese. My task now, though, is to invite you to continue your support of Holy Family, to make a pledge to commit for the coming year of 2019. If you are a Holy Family registered parishioner, you should have received a commitment card that looks like that in the mail this week. And many of you have already returned the card, so I want to say thank you if you've already taken that step. If you haven't yet had a chance to complete the card, then I would invite one member of each household to reach forward and take out a copy of the commitment card. They're in the pew holders in front of you. And just consider making a formal commitment of your support to Holy Family. If you look at the commitment card, you'll see that there are a number of ways that you can donate to Holy Family, whether that's through the Sunday Offertory envelope or whether that's through online giving. You can make an automatic payment from your bank account or credit card weekly, monthly, or annually. So even if you're already giving to Holy Family and plan on continuing to do so, that I would invite you to complete the card so that we can be assured of your continued commitment to Holy Family. If you haven't yet been giving to Holy Family on a regular basis, or perhaps you're giving in the plate rather than giving through the Sunday envelopes, then we would love for you to make a commitment to give to Holy Family, and then we can track your donation and credit you for it for tax purposes. If you wish to give by credit card, you can complete that that step there and provide us with your credit card information. There are envelopes in the pew holders so that you can put this in there when you finished filling it out. Even if you've been giving to Holy Family and you're registered and you plan on continuing to give, I would also ask that you complete the name, address, and that contact information just to make sure that we have the most up-to-date information for you, because email addresses especially have a habit of changing. So please go ahead and complete that component. If you'd like to consider volunteering for one of our many, many ministries, then there's a box on the left-hand side of the card where you can check, and our Director of Volunteers, Mary Schmoller, will be very happy to reach out to you and meet with you and talk to you about the many different opportunities that we have here at Holy Family. When you've completed the card, then please put your signature at the bottom of the card. And then our ushers will collect the cards, I think, at the regular offertory time. Are you going to collect them at the offertory time? I think, yeah, offertory time. So just hang on to your cards until the baskets come around in just a couple of minutes. So all that remains is for me to say a huge thank you to each and every one of you for all that you do to support this phenomenal community of faith we have. It is because of you that we are shining the light of the gospel in the world around us, and that we continue to be a constant source of nourishment of faith and growth in discipleship and servant leadership to those most in need around us. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you very much, Cambria. Let's give Cambria an applause. Thank you. Today is a very challenging time for the leader of the parish. I know I did it for 34 years here, standing up and asking you to support the parish. I am here for 34 years at Holy Family, and I'll be here until they carry me out, so I'm going to hang on. But I'm not here just to be a priest. I am here because you want me to be here. I am here because you, the Church of Holy Family, you have called me to belong. And I have heard your call. I have seen people who are lost, and they are found when they come here. I've seen people who are excluded in other places, and they're welcome here. I've seen people who lost hope, and they come here and they find some hope or some deeper meaning in their lives. That's what a living church is about. And that we claim ownership of the church. I myself, I tithe here at Holy Family because that's what it means to belong. I need to invest myself, not just my time. I need to invest my treasure. And that's my commitment to you. And I think it's our commitment to Holy Family. So I want to urge you to continue the extraordinary tradition of generosity, which is part of the life of Holy Family. Now, I'm not in the business of counting the collection. I don't know what the collection is. Once I retired, I'll let all that go. But what matters at Holy Family, however, is that the community stays alive, and the community begins to grow and grow and grow. And there's always a new beginning here on Holy Family. There's always something fresh, some special grace given to us. And there is today, I believe, a special call of the Holy Spirit to make a difference by the manner of our generosity. So thank you for all your years. And I'm saying this because I know some of you are still filling out that card. So I'm giving you time to fill out the card. This is just filler. So you get the time to make a commitment. So thank you for the many ways in which you have inspired me through the years and made me proud and grateful to be a member of Holy Family Parish. Thank you very much. Now I'm going to take your applause to mean you're making a commitment. So please, let's stand up and make an applause, which is a statement of our commitment. Let's hear the applause. Thank you very much.